Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed. We start the fourth parak in Masechet Shavuos, Shavuos HaEdus, and we start off with a little introduction regarding the mitzvah of Haggadah Eidus. We mentioned already yesterday from the Ramban. The Ramban in Kutcher's Dina Degarmi discusses that the mitzvah of Haggadah Eidus starts, is based on the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. After all, if so I can help you out, so then this is part of that larger framework. And this is actually included in the Ramban. The Ramban has a mitzvah asay and a los asay related to Eidus. Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Ches. That's the mitzvah of Haggadah Eidus based on the pasuk in Vayikra, as we mentioned yesterday. Shetzivanu lahaid bebezdin bechol mashenedehu bein shiyebo misas misha heidus alav o hatzalaso hefsed mamono o harvachaso ananachayevim lahaid zekulo ulohodia dayanim ma shirainu o shamanu. And we have a mitzvah of the mitzvahs asay kuf ayin ches. But then we also have the mitzvahs los asay. The Rambam includes the mitzvah of Haggadah Eidus in the los asay of Lo Samot Al Dam Re'echa. The mitzvah, the Rambam tells us, the mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zayin. She his Hiranu Mehis Rashal Bahatzalas Nevesh Echan Meyisrael Kishenir Ehu Besakanas Hamaves O Ahefsid V'Yelano Yicholas Latzilo. If we could save someone's life and we could save somebody and help them, so we have a chiyuv to that. And then the Sefer, the Rambam continues. V'Kfar Amru Shemisha Yichbosh Edus Tichlalehu Gam Kein Zos Ha'Azara. Somebody who is Kovesh Edus also is included. Lo Samot Al Dam Re'echa includes Lo Samod, don't stand idly by when you see your friend's money being ne'evad and you can't give it back to him. That's also included in, also part of the rubric of Haggadah Eidus. We have the Ramban, Chesed, we have the Rambam, Lo Samod Al Dam Re'echa, and the Mitzvah Zasei of Chesed, and we have the Sefer HaChinuch, as we mentioned in the past also, the mitzvah of Eidus in Parshas Vayikra, we mentioned it yesterday also a little bit, says the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Kuf Chavez, Lahagid HaEidus Befnei HaDayanim, B'chol Mashen HaDe'eyu, V'chuldo, and it continues, he says there's a chilek, L'maisa, between Dine Mamanis and Nefashos, and Shari Surim. By Mamanis, the chiv is only if I am Nitva. If somebody comes to me and is Tovea me, so then, Ein Adab Chayav L'hoid Atzmo Me Atzmo, Elam Ken Yitva Enu Baldavar Obeizdin. Even though one might say, based on the losa, say, of Osama al-Dam Re'echa, it should apply even without the tfiyah. But that's the chinuch, slamaisa, chiluk, mash'enkim, when it comes to nefashos, or, other isurims, then one has a chiyiv per se. And mishar she'a mitzvah, lefisha yish, be mitzvah zu to'eles gedola levnei adam. The mitzvah of giving over testimony is a great to'eles for people. Ain't sark laharach lahem, ki yaduim hadvarim, l'chol roeh hashemesh. Right? It is an obvious mitzvah that applies. This is the mitzvah of Haggadah Eidus. What is this parak about? And we mentioned in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos as well, that mentions the mitzvah, the shvua, the karban of, and the shvua of Haggadah Eidus. We have shvua shav, shvua bitui, shvua Eidus, and shvua hapikadon. We'll talk about that. But shvua Eidus is the shvua that I take. I swear I don't owe somebody. I don't know Eidus on behalf of someone, and it ends up that I do owe, and that is, and then it comes out that I swore falsely, so then I am chayev shvuas haEidus. Good. Says the Mishnah. Shvuas ha'edus. Noheges ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim. So this shvua of edus is noheg by men and not by women. Why is it? Because as we'll see, the yisod of shvuas ha'edus is that only if I potentially could have testified in court on behalf of someone and gained them money, is then, if I deny that, so then I'm chayav shvuas ha'edus and a carbon all over Yorin. But if I wouldn't have been able to testify on behalf of the person anyway, then I'm not chayav a carbon shvuas ha'edus. So that's the contrast from the Mishnah, what we had yesterday, that shvuas bitui and shvuas shav applies to men, women, rechokim, sulim. When it comes to shvuas ha'edus, no, it only applies by a roi lohoid. Shvuas ha'edus, no heges ba'anashim velo benashim, only by men and not by women, berechokim velo bekrovim, only by rechokim, people who are not related to the parties, but velo bekrovim, doesn't apply to relatives, b'ksherim velo b'psulin. By kasher and not by pasul, the Gemara will talk about what exactly is the limud of kasher and pasul if we already had examples. Rashi quotes velo b'psulin, kimo gazlan shehu pasul min ha-Torah. Sheneamar al tashes eid chamas. The Rishonim pick up on Rashi. Rashi is telling us that only somebody who is pasul midaraisa seems to be excluded from shvuas ha'edus. What if somebody is pasul midarabanan? Lamaisa, they won't be accepted. So you're going to be chayav a karbe shvuas ha'edus? Why would that be? You wouldn't be accepted. Unless you go by on a daraisa level, you would be accepted. So conceptually, you're chayav a carbon shvua, even though lamaisa, you wouldn't have been accepted. That's a little difficult to suggest. But again, that is the diak and rashi, that it only applies to daraisas, as we'll talk about also in the Gemara as well. The Gemara will relate to this issue of Daraisa or Drabanan. Remember Tosfos yesterday? Tosfos on the bottom of the daf spoke about, what about Devorah? If the woman cannot give Eidus, they can't be a Dayan, so how was Devorah Shofetes? That was the discussion on yesterday's daf in Tosfos. Continuing. The Einu no Heges Ella Biruyin Lahayid. And it is only no egg with someone who is ra'ui to give testimony. The Gemara will explain, what is this adding? We just gave examples of that, right? We just spoke about men and rechokim and ksherim. What is ru'uyin lahayid coming to add? Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah and the Cheshek Shlomo also in the back mentions that this is maybe coming to exclude those who sometimes are trusted to give testimony, but it's not called testimony halachically. Again, the Gemara will touch on this as well. Often, Rabbi Kiva Eger is made on a Gemara that comes up later, but he puts it onto the Mishnah, right? We had a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned it from Rabbi Kiva Eger. It was really a Gemara later on, but he was the one that put in the Mishnah about if you're stuck in the Beis HaMikdash and you're tame and you run out, but if you go slowly on this longer path or you run on the bigger path, so the Gemara mentioned that. But Rabbi Kiva Eger put it out the Mishnah. So here's another example. Kiva Eger on the Mishnah right here says, "V'lo benashim af damina besugin hakol modem be'edes be'edei misa dechayiv kiven deminu chazal edecha lahad shemeis baila." We know there are some psule edus that are trusted in certain contexts. For example, edus isha. Eidus Isha, second half of Maseches Yevamis. So, a woman, and a psulim, and Eid Echad. Imke Mishkachas La, Shvuas HaEidus Gam Benashim. Taha Gam Ne'emonis La Ha'id Shemeiz Baila. Explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, but that's not Eidus. Sarach Lomar, Kivan Tebikra Ksiv V'hu Eid B'inan Shihei Ro'i La'Eidus. V'isha Lav Shem Eidus Allah. Even when a woman is trusted, or when the other people are trusted, it's not because there's a shame aid. It's just that we accept to after a menace based by Allah, hainu mikoch daika uminsava. It's only because she has a chazaka that she really checks it out. She doesn't want to be messed up by marrying someone when her husband's still alive. Muchach the shaver me'ida of a lomi denedus. And he continues, v'dafke edechad kasher, v'hu eid misa, v'chlu, and he continues, v'al be'isha, mishamoal edusa l'chud, eina chayevas to mikol makom, lav shem eid Allah. And as we mentioned, sometimes there are other examples of people who are usually not accepted, but sometimes they are acceptable. Krovim. Are Krovim Meredei Psulim, or are they Lav Shem Eid? Right, well, that was a discussion. Or the six people that the Tumah mentions. Chereshota Katan Evid Isha Akum. Right, all of those six people, he assumes that they don't have a Shem Eid, they're not Apostle Eid. That's an Afkamina for Nimsa Echad Karvo Apostle. They're not considered part of the group. But either way, Rav Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, right here says, that women would be acceptable sometimes in Eidus cases, but there's still the exception of Lo Benashim, Shvuas Eidus would not apply to them because they don't have a shame aid in those contexts. Good. We continue. Bifnei Bezdin. And Shvuas Eidus applies in front of Bezdin. Vishlo Bifnei Bezdin. Even outside of Bezdin, if somebody swears outside of Bezdin that they don't know Eidus on behalf of someone else, and also there are witnesses, Mipi Atzmo, if they took the shvua themselves, as we mentioned, umipi acherim, and what if it's a shvua mipi acherim? Someone else says to them, it says, mashbiacha, I make you swear about this issue, about the fact that you know me, no testimony for me, or mipi acherim, Rashi says, kigon mashbia ani aleichem, shetavo'u v'te'iduni, I mashbia you that you come and testify on my behalf, v'yamrulo, Ain anu yodim l'cha'edus. And they say, we don't know testimony for you. V'lo hotziu shvua mipiem. They did not say the words. We swear. That's mipi acherim. Ain an chayavin at shiichpru bo bebezdin. So then, if it's mipi acherim, so then Rabbi Meir says, you need to have it in bezdin. Im lo yagid begomer. B'makom she'ilu haya magid haya moel. And the Gemara is mokimit that it's in a place where, had you admitted, then it would be moel. Right? And that's the pasuk is mipi acherim. Fine. So mipi atzmo could be even outside of Bezdin if somebody takes a shvua. But Rabbi Meir says mipi acherim would require in Bezdin. And chayav nashiach ruhem beBezdin divrei Rabbi Meir. We'll have to talk about what about anias amein. We already said that on yesterday's daf. We'll have to see that later on in daf lamed vav. where Amin comes up again. Amin could be Ki'ilu. What is Amin considered? Is that called Mipi Atzmo? If I answer Amin, or is it a stronger Mipi Acherim? Right, we'll have to see. V'chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say no, Bein Mipi Atzmo, Bein Mipi Acherim, Einan Chayava Natshichpru Bohen V'Bezdin. The Chachamim say no, the Shvuas Ha'edus is only Chayav a carbon all of Yored, if in our case where you're Kofar V'Bezdin, that's what you would need. Good. V'chayavan al zdon ha-shvua v'yal shigagasa im zadon ha-edus. And what is chayiv ad zadon shvua, even if one swears b'mezid. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. That even if it's b'mezid, one is chayiv a karban, right? Because it doesn't say the word v'ne'elam in the pasuk, which means that you forgot, even if you did forget. So one is chayiv on zadon shvua v'yal shigagasa im zadon edus. What does that mean? Shigagasa im zadon edus. Amezid. I know testimony is bad, and I lie, but I don't realize that I'll be chayav a karban. So that's called shogeg. We had that a few days ago, right? That's shigagasa, the shogeg of the karban im zadon eidus. One is also chayav for that. The einan chayavin al shigagasa, but one is not chayav on the shogeg. What does that mean? If I'm shogeg on everything. Rashi, im shogegim heim legamre kisvurin shein yodin lo eidus v'achar kach nizkeru. At the moment that you come to me, I don't remember that I know Eidus on your behalf. And I swear that I don't know Eidus. So that's a case where I would not be chayav the karban. Because that's called an ones. And as we said, adam bishvua, a person has to know about the shvua that he's taking. And that's not called a nishba lasheker. Umahein chayav, and in all these cases, one of the chayav, al zadon ha-shvua, karban ole v'yored. Karban ole v'yored, one would be chayav. As we know, the karban ole v'yored, as we've discussed over the past 30 daf, with this whole first half of Masechta Shavuos, the whole Vayorets are Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and Shavuos Bitui, and Shavuos Ha'edus. That is what is the Chiyuvim, right? Asham Gezela, the whole Vayorets that is mentioned at the end of Vayikra. If you want to read the Psukim again, just the end of Vayikra, just to read the Psukim, just to summarize everything we've been talking about, the end of Parakeh in Vayikra, the Torah tells us about all the Ola Vyorades, and the after Perek Aleph goes through Ola, Perek Beis goes through Mincha, Perek Gimel goes through Chatos, Perek Dalet goes through Shlamim also in Perek Gimel, then Perek Dalet goes through Chatos, all the different kinds of Chatos. So towards the ends we have the Ola Vyored Chatos. Says the Torah at the beginning of Parakeh. V'nevesh kisechta v'shama kol Allah v'hu aid o yada im lo yagiv v'nasavono. That's the pasuk for our parak. That's Shavuos Ha'edus. V'hu aid, he knows, he's an aid. O yada, he sees, he knows, im lo yagid v'nasavono. That is the backhanded way of the chi of Shavuos Ha'edus, and that's the source for carbon Shavuos Ha'edus. Number one. So that's discussed last in our masechta, but first in the Torah. That's the first one listed. Or nefesh asher tiga v'chol davar tamei. O b'nivlas avchay tamei, o b'nivlas tamei tameima. V'nela mimenu. That was the first parak discussion. That's kinisa l'mikdash, or eating karbanos, when one is tamei. Number two. O pasik dalet nefesh kishishav alavate b'svatayim. Right, shvuas bitui, as we discussed over the past week or two. Lahara o lehetiv, l'chol ashe yivatei ha'adam b'shvua, v'nela mimenu v'hu yadav ha'ashim al'achas me'elu. So those are the three averis. Now we've discussed all three. We're starting to discuss the third for Ola v'yored. V'haya ki yasham l'achas me'ele, v'hisvada asher chata aleha, v'idui, v'hevias ashamo l'ashem. You bring your ashamo, that doesn't mean carbon asham, that means the chadas Ola v'yored. You bring your guilt offering, depending on what the tax bracket is. Kesef Seir, or one brings state term, state b'nei Yonah, that is the Ole V'yored. And you can't afford that, then you bring Asarasa Eifa. Fine. That is the psukim that are behind our discussion. What is the last case of the Mishnah? That if somebody is a shogeg, so then they do not bring a karban? Rashi said the case is where you forget everything. Forget everything. You don't remember Eidos, you don't remember knowing anything about this person. Tosfos and the other Rishonim, the Ron here, discusses what's that? That's an ones of a Shavuos Ha'edus. Why isn't just that a Shavuos Emes? At this moment in time, you don't know. You're swearing that you don't know Ha'edus on behalf of this person, and you don't. In 2 hours from now, you remember that you do. But ask Tosfos. Tosfos is printed on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, right? Two daf from now. Tosfos asks in Ve'en Chayavin. V'yim Tomar typically to Bekushtokim Mishtabe. You're swearing truthfully. What's the Havamina that you might have? That's an Ones of Yeshua. You're swearing truthfully. Yesh Lomar, maybe Tosfos says the Chiddush is the case of going to Amri Shvua Shelo Yadanu Ola Reinu L'Chashem Edus. We swear that we have never known Edus for you. So then that's already something more. We have never known Edus. That's Tosfos. The Ran here in the Chiddush Ran says, well, maybe this is different because in an hour from now you're going to remember without anybody reminding you. So it's your fault. You should know this, right? If you focused, you would know it, says the Ran. Expanding, he's saying this is what Rashi means. Avaloyed Srichin Lidia Acheres, Ella Osa Yedia Shai Salahem Bosa Shah, Nimsa Shek Shinishbu, Einanu Yodim, Lo Hayu Nishbon Ala Emes. That wasn't the full truth. Sheilu Hayu Samim Lev, Baosa Shah, Yodin Hayu. If they would really focus and think hard, you would know about it. Shahare miyad kishenis yashvu badavar nizkaru velo chidish shum yidia. Right, you knew about it. You reminded yourself. V'yafilu achi, but still kivan shayu svurin li shava la emes piturin da anusin hayu. It's still onis, but that's the chidish. Right, the chidish is that you might have thought that you should have focused and thought about it more, but that's still called onis. But that's what Rashi means. That's the chidish of Rashi. Good. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know? How do I know what? Right? Whenever a Minani Mili is not clear, so Rashi always fills us in. Rashi, de Nashim, Psulos La'edus. Where's the source for Nashim being Psulos La'edus in the Torah? Again, a Shas topic. Why are women Psulim La'edus? So it's a Xeris HaKasav, the Tana Rabbanan, as the Gemara is going to say. We're about to quote a Pasuk. The Achronim, interesting wonder, what do you even need a Pasuk for to teach me that women are excluded? Is an Edus a Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama? Right? It's only, you can give testimony by Yom and Apalaila. Any Mitzvah that's only by Yom Velo Balaila, right, is a Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. Right? Why are tzitzis a mitzvah says van grama is by yom v'lo balayla? Tfillin might not be, because tfillin migradim might be at night, but we might just start with tfillin because we want to make sure that we keep a clean body with tfillin. But tfillin is van grama because Shabbos and Yantif, we paskin, is lav's man tfillin. Right? Tfillin is an os, and Shabbos and Yantif are an os, so we only need two osos, right? On a weekday we have mila and tfillin, on Shabbos and Yantif we have mila and Shabbos, so we don't wear tefillin, it'll be a zilzul in the os of Shabbos. Machlokes Rishonim, what about in the Zohar, what about Chalamoid? Is Chalamoid in os or not? Okay, but that's in terms of tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. But tzitzis and other mitzvahs that are only by Yom V'lo Balayla is a mitzvah that says Shizman Grama. So what about Edus? Ask the Shaul Meshiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, why do you need a makar for? So he explains, maybe, and other Achronim say, well, maybe they would be pturos, but they would be able to give if they wanted to. Right? The chiddush haTorah on the pasuk is that even if they want to give, it's not accepted in court. Right? Just like they could volunteer other mitzvahs as seishes van grama, and according to Ashkenazim, they could even make a bracha. So you see, it has some significance if it's done. Masha'en ken edus, this is a different type of category, and the Torah says, goes out of his way to say that it would be, minani mili, how do you know if they're made, it would be possible. Might be other answers. This is a different type of zman grama. This isn't just a kiyum mitzvah to do, like tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and lulav. Right? Edus involves others. Right? So you might say edus involves others, maybe that's related to the lo sase. Right? Remember what we just said from the Rambam? Again, the Rishonim, the Achronim don't say this, but it's another suggestion. So maybe it's related to the lo sase of lo samar adam re'echa. Right, we know the rule is that women are obligated in all lo sase shazman grama, even if there is a mitzvah sase. But if there's a lo sase, like Shabbos, right? Kol sheyeshno b'shamar, yeshno b'zachar. Right, so just that there's a lo sase involved, so then also women are obligated, and that's the question of the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin. Right, why are the examples given of mitzvah sase shazman grama in Maseches Kiddushin? Ma'ake and Ashavas Aved, and all those are given as examples of mitzvah seish lo esman grama. Even if they would be esman grama, there's a lo sase. So that's the chiddush that the Ramban comes up with there. There, the ikur is the asay. And the lo sase are just there to be mechazik, the asay. But here by Edus, maybe it's equal. Maybe there's an asay of Edus, but maybe, assuming like that Rambam, lo saman al dam re'echa also includes it. So maybe that's why it's not a normal zman grama, and that's why you need a separate pasuk to say that they would be excluded. Just a suggestion. Okay, let's continue. So minani mili. So how do we know? Ditanu rabbanan. So a couple of brises that are pretty similar. Ditanu rabbanan. Brisa number one. The amdu shneho anashim. The two men will stand up in court. Shneho anashim. Men. Be edim akasa medaber. And we see that song about edim. The edim stand up, and it says men. So that's how you know men or not women are edim. Ata omer be edim o eno ela be baalei dinim. Is this edus or even baalei dinim? Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, please. Kshomer, Asher lohem hariv, hari bali dinim amur. But the continuation of the pasuk that they have the argument, so that's talking about the bali dinim. Hamani mekayim amdushnei anashim, the edim akasa medaber. So what is the amdushnei anashim? It must be talking about edim, because the other part of the pasuk is talking about bali dinim. V'im nashach lomar, and thank you. And even if you want to think, have a problem with this pshat, if you don't think like this, limud ne'emar kan shnei, but ne'emar lahalon shnei, ma lahalon be'edim, afkan be'edim, api shnei edim, right? It says lahalon later, and therefore, you know, you have the gzeir shavah to say this is also talking about edim. Mayan afshach lomar, what does that mean? What would be the potential problem with the first limud that you need a second limud? V'chi tema midolo kasav va'asher lohem hariv kule kra be'bali dinim mishtoi. Right? Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about bali dinim. It doesn't have a vav. Va asher lohem ariv. So maybe the whole pasuk is talking about the bali dinim. So nemar kan shnei, but nemar lahalan shnei. That's why you have the extra limud. Malahalan be'edim, afkan be'edim. Okay, brisa number one. Brisa number two. Tanya idach, a similar brisa. So is this about edim or is it about bali dinim? It says va'amdu. Amarta. It says two. What? There's always only two Baalei Din, not three? Right? Often there can be a whole group of people. So it must be that Edim, this is generally two, and therefore, that's how you know the Psukim must be talking about Edim. Tosva says it's the Derech HaOlam for Edim to have the two, and the others maybe to have more. That's what Tosva says in Dibur Masla Shlosha. Avali be'edim ayri asi shapir, to urcha de milsa, de kiva de sagi betray, to lo asu tvei. Right, if two edim work, that's why generally more edim don't come. Avala boim ladin, kobal edim regilin lavo. But if it's my party, if I'm the party, if I'm the baldavar, then I'm going to come to Besdin, no matter how many it is. So if it says two, the Brisa assumes Pashtas is, it's talking about the edim. V'im nafshach lomar, and if you don't like that, limud, no mar kan shnei v'nemar lahalan shnei, ma lahalan be'edim, afkan be'edim. Mayim nafshach lomar, okay, what's the potential problem with this limud? V'chi tema b'toveya v'nitva komishto ikra, and if you want to say, really, it's talking about the bali dover, the b'tir, and the nitva, nemar kabar, because you don't like that, mistama is talking about the edim, because it's two. Nemar kan shnei v'nemar lahalan shnei, ma lahalan be'edim, afkan be'edim. Number two. And finally, before we do the third brisa, which is similar, let's focus for 1 second. So we know edus has to be said standing up, as we know for amdushnei anashim, and we're trying to figure out men and not women in terms of edus. But edus is said standing up. So we generally don't give testimony. Most people aren't giving edus, but that is a halacha. One goes to Besdin. But we do give edus once a week. And that's why the minhag of most is to stand, and that, of course, is when we make kiddush on Friday night. Right? There are various minhagim in Klal Yisrael about how to make kiddush on Friday night. Some stand for the whole thing, some stand for the first half and sit for the second half, and some sit for everything. All three of those are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's amazing, I think we touched on this a long time ago, that such an important minhag is not mentioned in Shas anywhere. One would think that the Gemara would tell us what to do. It's not clear anywhere. The Rishonim discuss it in a number of places, but not even too many of them. The Rambam discusses it in Hilchas Sukkah, not even in Hilchas Shabbos. Right? The Rambam tells you what to do on Sukkis, because you have to make a lay shave before you sit down. So on Sukkis, you make Kiddush standing up. And then you sit down after you make the lay shave, which is mashma that the Rambam made Kiddush sitting down the whole year. But again, we only know that from the Diyuk in Hilchas Sukkah. We don't even know that from Hilchas Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Yud, he quotes all three. But the reason that many, and most I would say, probably have the minhag of at least standing up for the first half is because of Eidus. Because of Va'amdu, Shtei Anashim, we're giving Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore, we stand up. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Va'omer vayachulu mi'umad, says the Shulchan Aruch. Say vayachulu standing. V'yacharkach omer bari peragav and v'yacharkach kiddush. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is holding, it's the standing and sitting. Because he says, stand when you say v'yachulu. Mashmi says, you sit for the second half. Then the Rama says, v'yachol lamod b'shas ha-kiddush. You can stand by kiddush too. Meaning the second half. That's b'shem the Arizal. They can stand for the whole thing. V'yozer tov leishev. But then he says you could also sit. Right, v'yozer tov leishev. V'noagim leishev af b'shas omer v'yachulu. And then the Rama quotes the minog of sitting even for the first half. How can you sit? It's edus. It's not real edus. Right, it's keilu, it's edus. We're not in court. There's no bezdin listening to us. It's keilu. So the Rama says maybe it's also better to sit. The post can talk about why that is. Why the Mishnah Berurah quotes the kivan shama ruach kvar bebeis hakneses meumad ein makpidin shuv alze v'omer mosom yushev kmo shara kiddush. Right. So again, what everyone does, one should follow the family custom because there's halachic basis for all. So what's the status of Aichul after Shemon Esrei, after the Amida? So that was instituted for the times, the very few times when Yontif falls out on Shabbos and you don't say Vayechulu in the Amida itself. So that is why they instituted Vayechulu for then, and they instituted it always. That's also an Eidus. That's all an Eidus, right? That's why the Chachila, they say you should say that with somebody, right, to be able to have Eidus with somebody. Even though we've pointed out back in Masechah Sanhedrin, real Eidus we don't say with somebody, we say it one after another. We don't say it b'basachas. Right, but that's the different. The Machzor Shekel on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch discusses this is Eidus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's different. That's why to say it together. But either way, that's Eidus that we give every week in Hilchos Kiddush and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Good. So now we're up to the third Brisa. Tanya Idach, another Brisa. The Amdu Shneho Anashem Be'edim HaKas Medaber. Again, a third Limud that Pasuk is talking about Edim. Ata Omer Be'edim O Eino Ela B'Baal Edinim. Is it talking about Edim or even about Baal Edinim? Amart V'chi Anashim Bo'en Ladin Anashim Ein Bo'os Ladin. Well, women never come to be Baal Edinim. Women come to be Baal Edinim, so it can't be talking about Baal Edinim. If a woman is being Toveya or is being Nitva, v'im nafshach lamar, and if you don't like this limud, nemer kan shdevet nemer l'halon shnei, mal halon be'edim, afkan be'edim. Mayim nafshach lamar, so what's wrong with this limud? Right, seems pretty clear. It says anashim, so it can't be talking about bali dinim, because women are sometimes bali dinim. V'chi tema isha lav urcha, and if you want to say women are generally not found in court, mishum, kal kvuda bas melech pinima, the pasuk in Tehillim, that women are generally not in the focus of the public eye. Namar kan shneva namal halan shnei, malahalan be'edim afkan be'edim. If you think the svara of women, or women can be bali dinim, is not strong because of kol kvuda bas melech penima, so you have edim, you have the second limud, the gzir shava as well. Again, a huge topic of kol kvuda bas melech penima. The Rimi Gash here quotes, what does that mean? Kol kvuda bas melech penima. V'din hu shelo lo tzion lebezdin, elo l'shagal emadin, aydei shliach bezdin, kidei shelo yisgalu b'biyasin lebezdin. And so again, it might have been a different time period in terms of this Havamina, in terms of Baal Edinim, when women were less even in public in general. Right? Women didn't go to school, women didn't go to work, wouldn't do that, so it's a difference. So in terms of coming to Besin, it was not something that was so Urcha de Milsa. So that's the context of the Havamina, Kamash Malan, so that's why you have a different Limud. Umaisim, and the Rimi Gash adds, Umaisim lefnei harav, b'chol yom haya osekach, v'kaya hayu osin anachnu acharav. Who's the Rav? Who's the Rimi Gash? Rav the Rif. The Rimi Gash was the Talmud of the Rif, right, in his later years, right, when the Rif moved out of Fez because of trouble, and he went to Spain, so then he was Talmud of the Rimi Gash, and the Rimi Gash's Talmud was Maimon, the Rambam's father. The Rambam got a bracha from the Rimi Gash when the Rambam was very young, and he attributed a lot of his godless to that bracha that he got from the Rimi Gash. But the Rimi Gash says, it's the minog to send the shliach. What's the Rimi Gash talking about? And this is quoted by the Rashba and the others also, that sometimes maybe a shliach could come to court instead of her. Right? This relates to the major discussion in the Rishonim. It's also amazing it's not in the Gemara. Right? Big discussion right here in the Ramban and in the Ritva. What about lawyers? Right? We know the Pasuk says, right, mi pi edim, al pi shnei edim yakum davar, and the edim come. Where do we have the status of somebody being toein on someone else's behalf? So that is that we have, the comes up, in a little bit in Mursha, in Baba Kama Daf Ayin, where somebody is given power of attorney. a Mursha, but the Chiddush of the discussion of what's called Antler, Antler is the sugya of lawyers in the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritva all here all talk about it. The question is, can you be Mamana a Antler, a Shliach for a Nitva? A Shliach for a Toveya, so that's something that's discussed by the Rishonim and by the Gemara, you have a Shliach to be Toveya. What about a Shliach for a Nitva? So that's the sugya of Antler, right? We have some lawyers here sitting at the table. Is there such a status in Halacha? So, Baruch Hashem, the Ramban, the Ritva all say there is something, such a status. Good. V'tam devrim, so they quote from some Rishonim that it does not work, that only a Toveya could have a Mursha. Mishum de ha'amar le zildon v'zachi, v'avali k'toveya atzmo bal davarhu, aval benitva lekalememar hachi, so therefore you can have that. But says the Ritva and the Ramban, aval rabim min ha'achronim kasvu, to call de nitva memana antler, v'shlucho kemoso, lefnei Hashem karina bay. Right, that's called v'amdu l'fnei Hashem, right? If you have your shliach there, you have your antler there, that's good enough. U'l'shanas b'shekel lo chashinan. Ah, you can't appoint an antler, he might be choshesh that he might lie. Okay, we're not choshesh. T'sha antler lo yishan el yoschoti v'lo lo. He's just the shliach. U'bal dover nami. Kfar hoya yodea. The b'shasa shvua yitzarech level abezdin. Taking a shvua, I'll have to come to court. Okay. She'ein antler l'shvua. You can't appoint an antler or shliach. The lawyer can't take a shvua for you. That's a mitzvah shebegufo. Elavadai the kol adam rashoy limnos antler v'yachah hachi kamers. How do you understand the Gemara? The kol kvu de bas belach penima ve'ein darka lavol lebezin limnos antler mashe'en kein ba'anashim the rubam ba'an lebezin ve'ein rotim limnos antler. Right, they want to come themselves. That's the difference between men and women. V'chein ayosem mori hara'ah halacha lamaisa b'chol yom v'chein amarli mori harash bazal. So he calls the rashba and the ra'ah his rabbeim, the ritva v'lekel mindamina. Don't go away from this. It's allowed. And then he just adds, "Vaharambam lo diber bazek klum bechiburo." The Rambam doesn't say a word about this topic in the Mishnah Torah, and you have a three-column footnote on the bottom here. What exactly might be the shita of the Rambam? The fact that he doesn't discuss it. But again, that's an important discussion. It gets into Shlucha Shalom Kamoso, Nafkamino also. How much is the antler a stand-in? We just said he can't make a shvua. What about the standing halacha? If the Bali Dinim have to stand, does the Antler have to stand? Right, that's discussed here by Rabbi Yosef Engel. You know, what would we say about an Antler really being the personality of the Baal Dover? Misvara nira de ein tzarech lamod. Misvara, that he wouldn't have to stand. The Mish Kamen Eton Levdei Bezav Ozem Echa Shliach Liton Avuram. Im Dai Shiyamod HaToein Levad Odil Makim At Heim Hanidonim Bon Lebezav Shas Sedin Shrikhan Lamod. Okay, but interesting, important discussion. Good. Taner Rabbanan says the Gemara. Va'amdu Shnei Anashim. Once we quoted this Pasuk, so we quote a couple of other halachas that we learned from this Pasuk. Mitzvah L'Bali Dinim Shiyamdu. It's a mitzvah for the Bali Dinim to stand, right? Not only for the Edim, but for the Bali Dinim. Amar Yehuda Shamati Shemrazu Lahoshev Shnei Moshivin. If you want to have them both sit, that's fine, as long as you are fair. Ezeo Aser Shelo Yeh Echad Omed VeEchad Yoshev. You can't have one of them standing, one of them sitting, right? Because that's not fair to the Bali Dinim. Echad Medaber Kol Tzarcho VeEchad Omer Lo Katzar Deverecha. You can't give somebody the floor for as long as they want, and the other one say, you know, be quick. Because it has to be fair. Tana Rabbanan related, b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, in righteousness you shall judge your friend, shelo yeh echad omeid, yoshev echad omeid. You can't show favorites. You have to, even on the outside, make sure everything is fair. Echad medaber kol tzarcho, v'echad omer lo, katzer dvarecha. You have to make sure it is all equal. Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon about this. In Choshe Mishpat. Simin Yud Zayin. Dabar Acher, B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. What else can we learn from that pasuk? Once we're on the topic, Havidonas Chavercha Lekavschus. Right? Judge favorably, give the benefit of the doubt. That's part of the mitzvahs Aseh. The Rambam, the Chinuch, quote, part of the mitzvahs Aseh Daraisa of B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha is judging our friends favorably. Dan Lekavschus. Right? It's not just the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's mitzvahs Aseh Daraisa. Right, the Mishnah in the Pirkei Avos, we know in the first paragraph, Adon is called Adam Lekav Schus. The Achronim point out, the phrase in the Pirkei Avos is, the Havidon es Kol HaAdam. Not just Kol Adam. Kol HaAdam. because if we would look at the entire person, then it would be easier. We often don't. We often just look at a snapshot of a person. We see my friend doing something wrong. I see him coming to davening late. I see him leaving early. I see him talking Lashon Hara. I see him, you know, doing this, doing that. And Dan Lakav Schus, right? I'm not looking at the whole Adam. So it's called chapter 3. If you ever open up a book and read chapter 3 without reading 1 and 2, you have no idea what's going on. You miss the whole background. So that's what we do in life sometimes. We look at our friends and we only read chapter 3. We're not reading what's before and what's not afterwards. We have to be done as kol ha'adam lekavsklus. We have to look at the whole person, even if it's far-fetched, right? If somebody is a muhsak rasha, fine, then there's no mitzvah. Rabbi Yonah writes this in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak on the Mishnah, in parak Aleph, halacha vav, right? Asei lecha rav v'kanei lecha chaver, v'avidon es kol adam lekavsklus. Right? Rabbi Yonah says, zeh medaber al adam she'ein yodin bo'em ha'yitzadik ha'rasha. Right? If you don't know, if by a tzadik gomer, even if it totally looks bad, you have to try to be down lakav schus. It doesn't mean that a tzadik is never going to sin. We do not believe in rabbinic infallibility, right? Everybody makes mistakes, right? We don't believe in that. Other religions believe in that, but not us. But mitzidi, what I have to try to ascribe to him is try to be down lakav schus as much as we can. And also a rasha gomer on the other side. There's no mitzvah to be down lakav schus by a rasha gomer as well, Rabbi Niona says, by the two extremes. It's only somebody who I don't know, and he talks about this a little more at length. Rabbi, the Ben Yoyada here says, the source of this is Bitzedek Tishpat Amisecha. You could read this Bitzedek as Bitzad Kuf. On the side of Kuf. What's the side of Kuf? What are the letters that surround Kuf? Right, the letters that surround Kuf are Tzadi, before the Kuf, and Resh after the Kuf. Tsor, it's very narrow. It's very difficult to imagine. It's very dachuk. No. Bitzad Kuf. On the side of the Kuf, even if it's very narrow and difficult, Tishpat Amisecha. You know, that's what you should do, right? Because that's what's required. V'zenirbaz v'tevas v'tzedek, t'chalken av l'shtayim v'kari bei b'tzad kuf, v'ayinu ki tzad os kuf, mikan hu osadi, v'umkan hu osresh, tziref tzar, b'zchus shehu tzar v'dachuk, t'lo mestavar taimei al kolze, t'chilabo, titzlabo, v'tidon osol akavzchus. That's a Ben Yehoyada. How you get that from b'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. Weiter. So that was based on the same pasuk that we just mentioned about being fair. That's why this was brought here. Obviously, Gemara Masechta Shabbos, if you remember, have many, many stories related to far-fetched Dan Lakav Schus, and the Gemara says, you're right, exactly, that's what it was. Right, and the Gemara also says there, Gemara says, Kol Adam that is Dan Lakav Schus, Danin Osol Schus. Right, whoever Dan Lakav Schus, he is judged as Schus. And they quote from Yisrael Salanter, that Lasse Lavo, after 120, we're going to be shown our lives on someone else. And we're going to have to judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Nu, what do you think about this guy? And we're not going to realize, even though we're talking about it now, we're not going to realize it's really our life. So if we have conditioned ourselves to be Dan Lakav Schus type of people, then we would say, yeah, it's okay, give him the benefit, he's okay, he's a good guy. So it's going to work out for us. Dan and Oso L'Schus. Okay, Tanya Rav Yosef. B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. She'itcha b'tarav mitzvos, hishtadel adunu yafeh. Right, so amischa means your friend. It means like one of, like all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Machavero apply on a daraisa level to Jews. She'itcha b'tarav mitzvos, you have to be down lakav schus. Rav Ula bereid Rav Eloi, havile dina, kameid Rav Nachman. Rav Ula had a din in front of Rav Nachman. Shalach le Rav Yosef. Ula chaveirenu amis b'tarav mitzvos. So the message was sent. Rav Yosef sent a message. He wanted to make sure that Rav Nachman knew who Ula was. So he says, our Ula, he's great. He's chaveirenu b'tarav mitzvos. Omar, so says Rav Yosef to him, says Rav Nachman to himself, l'may shalachli, why'd he send that to me? L'chnu felei, what, just to flatter him? Right, Rashi, shemala hachnifo? Why'd he do that? Why'd he send? And Hadar Amar, l'mishre b'tigre. Maybe he sent it to me to take care of his case. What does that mean? If Rashi on the bottom, in bad din acher lefanai, if soka zetchila, if there are two dinim that came at the same time to Bezdin, one of a Talmud Chacham, one of a non-Talmud Chacham, then you do the Talmud Chacham one. If the non-Talmud Chacham one came first, you do that one first. But maybe that's why he sent to me. That's one possibility why he sent that to me. If they came bebasachas, that's what Tosis points out, as I just said, kishmoshi dina bebasachas, the Ritva says maybe even not, or inami, or the second day, why would he tell me, what type of person this is? Lashuda didaini. Lashuda didaini, shas topic, to a case where the dayanim have their prerogative, a case where there's no answer to the psag din. There's no testimony, there's no edus, there's no evidence more on one side than on the other side. So, Shuda Dayani. It's in the Dayanim's purview to decide. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in a few places in Shas, including right here. Rashi says, whatever the Dayanim think is closer to the Emes. That's what Rashi says all over. Ksubis and elsewhere. Rashi says, Yesh din she'eno tali b'riyas edem lo b'shvua ela b'masha leva Dayanim note l'zakus l'chayiv. And he quotes the case of Ksubis v'chulu. Right, it's whatever they think is closer to the Emes. Tosva says, right, that it's more, you know, whatever they want. See on top, Tosfos the Birsha Benu Tam, the Shuda Lamisha Yirtza Hadayin Litain, Yitain. Right, whoever the Dayan wants. So again, maybe this fits in a little better to that. Right, the Tamar Chacham, so give it to the Tamar Chacham. Or that saying, like Rashi would say, he might have more, maybe he's more noted to the MS. Either way, you have to work out this Gemara according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Achronim here discuss the idea of giving titles to people. Harav, Hagon, Harashke Bahag. Right here, he sent him. He's Amis B'Torah Mitzvahs. Right, so many different shuvas and discussions about giving many different titles. The Sharam Mitzvah Balacha here quotes many different Achronim that talk about the appropriateness of titles and the inappropriateness of titles. So he quotes that from the Stechemed. Haminag b'dareinu lahaflig ulaharbos b'toarim. Hagon, agadol, hagon, amiti, v'chayoti bazeh, she'ein bazeh mishim chashash chanufa. There's also an iser. Right? How can you be machnif? Now, here it's so acceptable. Everybody knows that it's meaningless. Right? And therefore not saying it is like a bizarre in his coven. But if you don't call somebody up, you know, when they're Masada Kedushin, if you don't say they're the Rashke Bahag, Rav, Amiti, Godol Batorah, Rosh Hashiva, you know, then they're going to say, what am I, chop liver? You just call me up Rabbi. Come on, where am I, right? So everybody knows that everybody gets those titles, whether somebody's the real Rashke Bahag or whether somebody is not the Rashke Bahag. So there's a lot more flexibility. But so it wouldn't be an issue of Chanufa. Okay, continuing. Omar Ula. Machlokas Ba'al Edinim, the whole Machlokas, Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim, is by Ba'al Edinim, the Machlokas that we just had earlier, by Ba'al Edinim. Aval Be'edim, Debre Yaakov Ba'amida. But everybody agrees by Edim that they have to be standing. Dechsev Ba'amdu Shneho Anashim, and that's before about Edim. Machlokas Rishonim here, what about B'di'eved? What if the Edim sat? Would their testimony be accepted? So there are those, there's a day in the Ramban and in the Rashba, that it would not be accepted. It would not be accepted, and the poskim argue on that. It's only a din l'charchila. Only a din l'charchila, right? And that's a nafkamina, meaning we'll see soon that there are some cases that bushum kavid, you allow them to sit. If it would be possible with the avid, you wouldn't allow them to sit. Right? The raya that this daya brings is, well, if you do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash sitting, it's possible. So if you do the avod, it's possible. So too, if you give testimony, it's possible. And the Rishonim say, how can you compare those two cases? Right? Don't compare Avoda B'Yeshiva and this B'Yeshiva. Right? So again, that is, different deos in the Rishonim. But again, there is a day that would possibly be the Eved, but, right, the Rashba, read it maybe from the Rashba. The Rashba quotes this daya. Yesh misha omer, shim he'idu B'Yeshiva she'en edus on edus, ve'hevi raim yperak sheni dezvachim, mal yoshev shekein pasol, le'edus, right? Mi yoshev. And the Ramban and the Rashba say, no, I don't think so. I think it's only l'charchila, but b'di'eved, if somebody sits. Right? What about somebody in a wheelchair? Right? If you say, shas atcha k'di'eved dami, so if you say di'eved, is that called sitting? Right? If they can't stand, could somebody who's in a wheelchair give testimony? Right? If you say yoshev is possible b'di'eved, it's still a shaila. You might say, you at least need to have a roi. Right? And here, if you can't have it, maybe it's ones, it would be acceptable. But if you say b'di'eved, it's okay, then for sure it would be okay. Good. Aval be'edim devei akol ba'amidi devei dichsev alam d'shnei anashim. Amar av huna machlokas b'shas masu umatan. The whole machlokas is only during the give and take. Aval b'shas gemar din devei akol dayanim b'yeshivu baladinim ba'amida. But b'shas gemar din that everybody agrees the dayanim are sitting and the baladinim are standing. Dichsev ayeshev Moshe l'sporta sa'am v'yamod ha'am. By the way, that we are reminded, where do we ever have this the whole year? When we do Hataras Adarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Dayanim are sitting, and the people saying it are standing. Lishna achrina, machlokas b'shas ma'asu matan, avo b'shas gemardin, deriakol, Dayanim b'yeshiva u'baladinim b'amida, same thing, to ha'edim kigmardin dami. Because when the Edim give testimony, that's the end of their connection to this case. So it's like Gemardin. So Gemardin for everybody else is like the Edim, and the Edim have to stand. So therefore, the Balidinim, B'shas Gemardin, also have to stand. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, Kfar Nagu kol Bate B'nei Yisrael, Me'achar HaTalmud B'chol HaYeshivas. All the Bati Dinim after Shas. She Moshivin Baalei Dinim U Moshivin Ha'edim Kedei Lasalei Kamachlokes She'ein Banu Koach Laha'amin Mishpatei Hadas Al Tilam. Wow, what does that mean? We don't have the Koach to be Ma'amin Mishpatei Hadas, the law on its, this is what everybody does and this is what we do. Really? Says the Radvaz right there. Maybe by Dini Mominus this would be allowed. New rules to Hefker Bezdin, Hefker, says the Radvaz. As we just said. But that's the Radvaz right here in Chaf Aleph Hey and the Minog of the Rambam. Good. Debisu de Rav Huna, Havalidina came to Rav Nachman, the wife of Rav Huna. Rav Huna had already died. Right? And, the wife of Rav Huna had a din in front of Rav Nachman. Amar Heichi Nevin. What should we do? She's coming into court. What do we do? If we stand up for her because she's an Eishas Chaver, and Eishas Chaver Kachaver, Mistatman Tanasi de Baldina, then the other party would be upset. Right? Would feel like we're showing favoritism. Lo eikim mikama, if I don't stand in front of her, eishas chaver harika chaver. So it's appropriate to stand in front of her. Machlokas we showed him is that a din d'araisa, is that a din d'rabanan? Discussion. Amar le l'shame, he said, oh, I have a great idea. Tseva afrachalai bar avza, v'shadi lavai v'eikim. Right when she walks in, throw a goose at me. What does that mean? So I'll have to like stand up to get out of the way of the goose, and I'll stand up for her also. And then, everything shalom al Yisrael. Right? So I won't be embarrassing. The other part, the Baal Dover won't know anything. Great. Ask Tosis, but how is this then showing covet? Doesn't covet have to like, doesn't the person who you're standing up for have to know that you're standing up for them? So Tosis has two deis. Either, yes, but at least it's not usser. At least there's no isser here. Right? You need, he's standing and you're not, yeah, it's not the best, but at least there's no problem. The second day of Tosfos is that, no, she knew. She knew that this was, you're doing two things. He always said, Yodah, Shebefanei Omad, and it's like, Dafka the goose right then. Okay, fine. V'yomar mar v'aiter, machlokas v'shas ma'asu matan, ova b'shaskam ardin, deri akolta yonabi yeshiva, ubali dina b'amida. I don't understand. Right? Everybody has to, you have to be standing. What do you mean? And the Dayana has to be sitting. Right, so what do you mean he's going to stand up? The Yosef command the Shori Misane. He should sit like he's putting on and tying his shoe. Meaning what we would call smicha. Somewhere in the middle between sitting and standing. Which is good enough to be sitting, but also allowed to be standing. And again, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about the appropriate behavior with the Balidinim and the Dayanim and sitting and standing in Choshe Mishpat in Siman Yud Zayin. Smicha also comes up in many different contexts. Whatever you need on Amida, is smicha okay? Vidui requires Amida. Getting on Aliyah requires Amida. Sometimes you're leaning against the bima, right? One should be careful about that. Amar Abba Bar Avuna, Haitzurva Meir Abanan, Va'ama Ares Islu Dina Ba'adi Adadi, Haitzurva Meir Rabbi, and a Amma Ares that have a din, Mosvina Le Haitzurva Meir Abanan, Ula'ama, you could allow the Haitzurva Meir Abanan to sit, Ula'ama Ares Nami Amrino Leitiv, and you could say that, you should say to the Amma Ares also, feel free to sit. If he chooses to stand, that's his choice. Rav bar Shrav Yahavili Dina Kamidera Papa Osve Osim Nami Labaldine. They sat both of them. Osa Shlicha Debedina Batashbe Vogme La Maretz. Valarma Lera Papa Tiv. The Shliach Basin goes over to the other person and says, what are you sitting down for? Right? What are you sitting down for? Even though Rav bar Shravya was sitting down. So the question is, how do you do this? Isn't this exactly making one of the Balidinim feel bad? It's not right. Answer, Amar Rav Papa, Mamer Amar Ihu Hu De Osvan, Shlicha Hu De Lo Mefais Minoi. I'm not worried because the Dayan, Rav Papa himself told him to sit down. It's the Shlich Bezdin that's out of control. Right, so we're not worried about the Mistatim Tanase because they'll know that it wasn't the Dayanin that did this. It's just the people lower on the totem pole. V'yomer Abba Bar Avuna, Haitzur Meir Abanav Yama Ares, De'islu Dina Badi Adadi, Lo Liktim Tzur Meir Abanav Alesiv. He shouldn't come early and sit down. Mishum Demechzi, Kaman Desadilei Ledine. Then he's already going to feel like the Dayanim are in cahoots and the Talmud Chacham has a connection. V'lo Amran El Delo Kviya Le'idne. This is only if they don't have a time to learn together beforehand. Al Kviya Le'idne. But if they have a Chavrusa beforehand, less lanba. He was sitting here and he was learning before him with him, and it's a kavua time, and I'm not worried about it. If there's a suramir banan that knows edus, but it's a zilzol for him to come to Bezdin to zu termine lasu de kame. It's a much lower Bezdin that he is. Lo lezel, he doesn't have to come. Wow. So it's a mitzvah that's beneath his kavod, in his view, so he doesn't have to come. Where do you know that from? Amar Shish Rav Ravidi. Where's the precedent? Afana Namitanina. We know that from Hashavas Aveda. Matza Sak Okupa Vein Darko Litol Areze Lo Yitol. Right? He doesn't have to. Hanimila B'mamona by Hashavas Aveda, which is Dinim Amonis. Right? There are, in certain areas of monetary cases, there's a concept of beneath the covet of a zakein. It doesn't mean that they're not allowed to do it. Right? If Moshe Feinstein sees a little pencil on the floor, and he's gonna go pick it up and return it, so again, we might think that Moshe, what are you doing? But he might say, what do you mean? I'm doing it. Right? It's not a zilzal in his kavod. Right? But this whole idea of having certain mitzvot that are beneath the covet, certain mitzvot related to monetary law. Right, Hashavas Aveda and Edus. So that's where there is a concept of a patur because of the zilzul of a coven. Aval be isura. When it comes to isurim, ain chachma vein tuna vein etzel neged Hashem. Kamakam sheish bo chil Hashem ain chach and kavel arav. If there's chil Hashem involved, right, or isurim involved, right? Rashi quotes kagon isha habal afe chacham lahatira li nasei. The Talmud zeh yodei shabal achai. Somebody knows that the husband's alive and she's trying to get remarried, so then, of course, you don't say that. B'makam shechil Hashem, chil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Big discussion here about Sheva Altas or Kumba Seva, b'makam kavod abrios. Again, but we will have to stop here. Okay, there's a lot on these dafim, right? This parak is chock full, but we'll stop here. Again, the next couple of daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up with Lama Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.